The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment today. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla said that making the full payment would require him to cut crucial health and public safety services. He said he had to put the needs of the people of Puerto Rico first. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst at CBS News. She's host of Jill on Money, and she's with us with more on this. Jill, Puerto Rico is in this ongoing financial crisis after years of economic stagnation. It is not able to go into bankruptcy. Congress is considering a deal that would allow it to restructure debt. But what does all of this mean for U.S. markets more broadly and for the U.S. economy?
Well, right now, U.S. markets almost not even reacting to it. The stock market's about 0.5% higher. It's a little rally in the bond market. I think there's two specific areas that we're really going to keep an eye on, and that is the municipal bond market, which is different, right? Because why is it that Puerto Rico is allowed to borrow so much money? It's because many investors in the United States, particularly those who lived in high-tax states or cities, were happy to lend that money because the interest on it was not taxable at the federal, the state, or the municipal level. So that was called triple tax exempt. It was like an automatic flow of money. I think the other issue we should really point out is that many Puerto Ricans themselves, retirees, have money invested in these bonds. So I think the problems there are just going to escalate. Here, this one is not so bad. We're really gearing up for July. That's where we see a $2 billion payment due. This could be a biggie. It could trigger the restructuring of all of Puerto Rico's debt, which is a $13 billion market.
And $2 billion, more than four times what that we're talking about today with this $422 million debt payment. Now, here we are, Jill, on the second day of May, but it is the first trading day of May. And you write about an old Wall Street adage, sell in May and go away. First of all, what does that mean?
It means that if you were to sell all the stocks in your portfolio twice at one time, right before the May period begins, and then you bought everything back in November, you might actually be a very wise investor. I know it sounds goofy, but if you go back to 1950, nearly all of the S&P 500's gains have occurred between fall and spring. So it's not a small differential. If you look at May through October, you see a mean return 1.3%. Okay, that's measly. November through April, 7.1%. That seems awesome. So it makes you think, why wouldn't I do that, right?
And yet you say, well, maybe you shouldn't do that.
You know, it's not always reliable. If you look at the past 10 or 12 years, it's pretty sketchy. It didn't work from 2003 to 2007. It didn't pan out from 2012 to 2014. And I would suggest, even if you were to execute half of that game plan, somehow or other, you said, okay, I'm going to sell. I'm going to hang on. Let's say the market just plummeted and you were right. Would you have the wherewithal to get back in? I think the emotional side of investing is something we discount so often, and it's often our own undoing. I also would point out, of course, that, you know, if this is a taxable account, you'd be nuts because you'd be paying taxes to Uncle Sam over and over again on every buy and sell.
So don't sell in May and don't go away.
Well, here's the deal. You know what? This is so, it's a great saying because it's so catchy, but here I'm going to replace it with this very boring way to do it. Okay. Stick to your tried and true strategy of investing in a diversified portfolio. Oh, my God. I need a better marketing plan for mine. That's selling
me and
go away.
It doesn't rhyme.
You know, darn it.
Jill Schlesinger at CBS News. Thank you.
Take care.